The Return of the King, Disc 10.
Chapter 5. The Steward and the King. Over the city of Gondor, doubt and great dread had hung. Fair weather and clear sun had seemed but a mockery to men whose days held little hope, and who looked each morning for news of doom. Their lord was dead and burned. Dead lay the king of Rohan in their citadel, and the new king that had come to them in the night was gone again to a war with powers too dark and terrible for any might or valour to conquer. And no news came. After the host left Morgul Vale and took the northward road beneath the shadow of the mountains, no messenger had returned, nor any rumour of what was passing in the brooding east. When the captains were but 2 days gone, the Lady Eowyn bade the women who tended her to bring her raiment, and she would not be gainsaid, but rose. And when they had clothed her and set her arm in a sling of linen, she went to the warden of the houses of healing. "Sir," she said, "I am in great unrest, and I cannot lie longer in sloth."
"Lady," he answered, "you are not yet healed, and I was commanded to tend you with a special care. You should not have risen from your bed for 7 days yet, or so I was bidden. I beg you to go back."
"I am healed," she said, "healed at least in body, save my left arm only, and that is at ease. But I shall sicken anew if there is naught that I can do. Are there no tidings of war? The women can tell me nothing."
"There are no tidings," said the warden, "save that the lords have ridden to Morgul Vale, and men say that the new captain out of the north is their chief. A great lord is that, and a healer, and it is a thing passing strange to me that the healing hand should also wield the sword. It is not thus in Gondor now, though once it was so, if old tales be true. But for years we healers have only sought to patch the rents made by the men of swords. Though we should still have enough to do without them, the world is full enough of hurts and mischances without wars to multiply them."
"It needs but one foe to breed a war, not two, Master Warden," answered Eowyn, "and those who have not swords can still die upon them. Would you have the folk of Gondor gather you herbs only, when the Dark Lord gathers armies? And it is not always good to be healed in body, nor is it always evil to die in battle, even in bitter pain. Were I permitted, in this dark hour I would choose the latter."